democracy in Brazil.
We've been speaking with Maria Luisa Mendonça of the Network for Social Justice and Human Rights in Brazil and the Feminist Alliance for Rights at the Center for Women's Global Leadership at Rutgers University. Maria Luisa Mendonça, thank you so much for joining us this week on Counterspin.
Thank you very much.
And that's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by the national media watch group FAIR, based in New York. The show's engineered by Alex Noyes. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
Duga is back. Marty, Trav, and Chris are coming back to Chico to join up with Rich, Scotty, Andy, and Steve for a great night of Jorduga tunes. It's the reunion of Jorduga. We'll play all your favorites and some new ones. Jorduga at the Chico Women's Club on Friday, June 9th. Get tickets at the door for only $15. It's Jorduga, Friday, June 9th at the Chico Women's Club. Come on down and dance to Roots Rock and Rhythm. It'll be a night of high-energy jam dance music with layered vocal harmonies and a vintage sound. That's Jorduga at the Chico Women's Club, Friday, June 9th. Partial benefit for KZFR. We'll see you there.
All right. Thank you for that. Can't wait for that show right there. Jorduga coming on shortly. Get your tickets, guys, because it's going to be a fun time. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported radio for the community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the Foothills, and beyond. Coming up next is talking about practice. We do want to, before we do that, thank our sponsors because they do keep the lights around here. Let amateurs like myself have a microphone in front of this face, which is, you know, I don't know how that happens half the time. But talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Rouse and Revolt Recycle Fashion in the Garden Walk Mall at 225 Main Street in Chico. Rouse and Revolt buys, sells, and trades name brand fashionable, gently used clothing and accessories. Open Tuesday through Sunday at 11 a.m. and at 10 on Saturday. Find them on Facebook or call 774-2658. For more information, Rouse and Revolt will donate a portion of their proceeds to local nonprofits each month. Right on. Thank you, Rouse and Revolt, for your contributions to KZFR. We appreciate the help right now. But like I said, talking about practice is next. We're going to get that started right now.
We're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. Talking about practice, man.
Rightio, man. That is correct. We are talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. We're talking about practice here. I am your host, Derek Isomaki. Jarrell Gilbert should be here right now. He's supposed to be here right now. I'm not quite sure where he is right now, but you know what? I got some guy filling in for him right now. I got my boy. His name is B. Lee. He's a local guy in town. You always see him out and about, usually late at night, kind of in the bar scenes and whatnot. What's up, B? How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Wait, can I do this real quick?
I want
to give a shout out to J-Pig. That's my brother. He's out in Santa Rosa listening right now. He told me to give him a shout out, so we'll just knock that out.
Right on. Because you probably forget at the end of the show. It always happens. It does. Right. He's fresh in your mind. So shout out to everyone that is listening right now. Yep. Thank you to JPEG, man. Appreciate the ears right now, man.
I love it. Love it.
We always say we got a big show for you right now, but it's kind of smaller than usual because we are missing, you know, one half of my other co-host right now, Jarrell. But like I said, he did say he's supposed to be coming in. I'm not quite sure where he is. He's been having a hard day. It was a hard weekend, working a lot. He was in the Bay this past weekend, so I'm sure he's just kind of struggling a little bit. We are on that little shout-out train right now. I'm going to do mine because I might forget mine. I got to give a shout-out to Juan Erdiarte and Sasha Alexia. Juan is a local guy in town, and Sasha came to school for Chico, and they just won themselves an Emmy. Local Emmy, nonetheless, but an Emmy. They got a full-on Emmy trophy for a video that they produced with Chris Smith. So,
congratulations.
Yeah. Right on to Juan and Sasha, y'all. They went to class with them. He's actually on a TV show that I do with Jero as well. That's the Roe and Izzo show. We're getting season two coming for you right now. But he is, I just say that we have an Emmy Award winner on our program right now. So, I'm friends with an Emmy Award winner, too, and he's actually got an actual Emmy trophy. It's pretty cool.
That's
so,
real cool.
Shouts to them right now. But like I said, we are talking about practice. We're getting into the sports action. Don't worry, y'all. We know that the finals are happening. We're going to be talking about that for sure. We also got a little baseball news actually happening in there in our future. We also have some Stanley Cup review. We've got LeBron making people aware that there are such things as stupid questions.
Yes.
And so much more right now. It grinds my gears, a little foot and mouth. But let's just, like I said, start with that game two that we just had yesterday. We had the Cavs and the Warriors go at it once again. This is episode three, as we're calling it right now. And it was kind of the same thing as last time. I mean, the Cavs come out a little bit stronger, but unfortunately, the Warriors just fell through. B, what were your thoughts on the game? I know you're a Warriors fan, so you're walking your Thompson jersey right now.
The final jersey from
last
year.
Yeah, of course.
I think the Warriors can play better. I mean, to be honest with you, they had 20 turnovers.
Yeah, I was going to say, I suppose they had four the game before, and they were, it was just turnover galore, I feel, for everyone.
So I figure if they cut down the turnover, they cut the turnovers to 10, and that's what, 10 more shots? And they shoot 40% out of those 10, that's anywhere from 8 to 12 more points. So instead of 132, they get, I'm not good at math.
Like 145, 140, in the 140s.
Yeah.
NBA that's record, balling right there,
The NBA record for finals is like 142 or something like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think the Cavs, if the Cavs can
Do you think they still have a shot?
It's going to be all in game three. If they get blown out again, I think game four is going to be a wrap.
Yeah.
But if they maybe like play close at the end, maybe lose by like four or five, they might have a shot to win game four. But I don't see them beating the Warriors, four out of the next five?
Yeah, that's the hill that they have to climb right now. Yeah. I mean, I was on the wagon of the Cavs. I said Cavs in seven before the series started. I can't back on it. I already put it out there.
Right.
I can't take it back, but it's making me look bad at this point because I don't know, like, how what is going on with them? Are the Warriors just that good on defense?
Yes, the Warriors are that good on defense. And the Cavs, if you watch them during the playoffs, like, I watched them play because I knew the Warriors were going to match up with them in the finals eventually. The Cavs gave up a lot of open shots to, like, Avery Bradley.
I mean, they let the Celtics teams without Isaiah Thomas win a game.
I mean,
that's a lot of stuff in there.
Marcus Smart goes off in that game, and then, you know what I'm saying, that won the game for him. But, like, those guys were missing shots. The Warriors have people that were nailed those shots. Like, who are you going to leave open? I mean, out there on the perimeter. I mean, you can leave Klay Thompson because he was struggling, but you see what happens when he hits a couple.
Yeah, he found his way.
And then he's shooting from, like, Alameda, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Failing threes and doing all that cool stuff, which I love. But, I mean, the Cavs just need to get other people going. Like, they brought Deron Williams over he's not doing too much. Karl Korver, had 8 points last game? Had none the game before?
Yeah, actually made a shot, so.
You know, and LeBron, KD and LeBron like cancel each other out pretty much. I mean, KD's like scoring a little more, maybe like 4 points more, and then Steph is killing Kyrie.
He really is. He was cooking everyone.
Yeah,
he cooked LeBron bad.
He's healthy this year.
Oh, he really. You can finally see what a healthy Curry looks like.
He's healthy and not tired, because you got to remember last year they went to that.
They went to seven games with OKC. They had struggles throughout the playoffs. This year they're cruising right now, easy 14-0 right now, which is incredible.
And that's all Kevin Durant, because no Harrison Barnes. I mean, I love Harrison Barnes. Don't get me twisted. I have a Harrison Barnes Finals jersey from the first time they won.
Okay, all right.
So like I picked Harrison Barnes because I love him, but he struggled last year.
KD over Harrison Barnes, kind of easy pick at that point in time.
And I don't think anybody can guard KD.
No one can. So, I mean, not even LeBron can at this point.
I think LeBron can, but LeBron's spending a lot of energy on the offensive end driving. He was just constantly going to the rim, and like you can't stop it. But it's going to wear you down.
I was going to say that is true, but I feel like there was a big portion in the game right there where they just kind of let LeBron, like, LeBron wasn't even involved in the play.
Right.
He was, like, off the corner and just standing there. And that was, like, happening multiple times. So I'm like, if you guys are trying to get back in this game, this is, like, late, this is, like, in the second half.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you guys want to get it back in the game, your only chance is to get LeBron going again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I feel like if the Patriots, like, we're going to keep, we're gonna do, you know, direct snaps to the running back for, like, eight straight plays and just have Tom Brady off to the side. Why would you not do that? You know, he's a, maybe one time right. you'll have him involved, but you always have to have him out there. But he's got to be touching the ball.
I think he was gassed, man.
I think so?
I think he was gassed because, like, the first half, he was aggressive. Like,
he was.
Like, every time he got the ball, went to the rack. Went to the rack.
He had that monster slam against Iguodala.
Yeah, went to the rack. And then, you know what I'm saying? And usually, he doesn't have to play defense.
He's most of the time. Yeah.
So he's got to play defense. I mean, I put Shumpert on Durant to probably give him a break, but I don't see that really working in.
I mean, what, Shumpert, what, 6'5", 6'6",
yeah.
maybe?
I mean, Shumpert's a great defensive
player.
He is,
but I mean, Durant's still 7 feet.
But
so.
He's 7 feet with, like, a wingspan like a pterodactyl.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's just
he
so
can, like, put
long.
His hand out at, like, Shumpert, and, like, Shumpert just, like, swinging at air at that point.
Right,
yeah.
Like little brother.
Yeah, exactly.
He's trying to fight you.
So, yeah, there you got a the Cavs are definitely making a lot of Cleveland fans feel, well, at least they got one. That's what they're hanging on to right now, I feel, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, they still have a chance. They've done this before. They did it last year. They went down 2-0. They went down 3-1, and they still came back. So we cannot count them out at all.
We can't count them out, but it's a different...
It's a different team.
It's a different team.
I mean, this Warriors squad really is just unstoppable.
And then that going down, losing that 3-1 last year...
Oh, yeah, it's salty on that.
No matter what they say, that's still in their mind. And, like, they want to destroy Cleveland. And now they got Kevin Durant, somebody who can now create his own shot when you're bailing out. You can't stop the Splash Brothers anymore. You can't shut them down, make it uncomfortable. And the pace that they play is, like, it's incredible. And the thing about it is, like, the second team for the Warriors plays at that same pace.
They do, yeah. So it's like, not, you have the same, there's no difference.
Yeah.
You have so the like same fast, quick pace, and, like,
even
they run it so well.
Made shots. You know, the ball's through the net, boom, out of bounds, boom. They're already running up and down the court.
It would be interesting to see how, I mean, it always makes it interesting how LeBron's going to respond because...
He's going to be amazing.
He's got to be. I mean, he has to be. I mean, in the Cavs, like, you know he's going to do something, and Game 3 is going to have a special moment, and you just kind of feel it, you know?
Right.
Like, LeBron ain't going to go down. He's not going to get swept. He will not. I feel like, if he gets swept, he's going to feel so much hate that he doesn't want to go down with.
Yeah, but he's got to, I mean, they are going home, and, you know, role players play better at home.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. I don't see who J.R. Smith.
The guy is super streaky. He really is a super streaky shooter. When he gets hot, I mean, he'd sprint the most ridiculous shots ever.
Oh, yeah. He's fun to watch
when he's on, amazing.
Like, that's what they say. He can shoot you into a game, and then he can shoot you right out.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, that might be a good thing.
Game you need to be shot into, so like maybe JR, let's go.
Yeah, but I mean, but he's kind of like, he might hit like three in a row, and then, like, he's feeling it, and then he'll miss his next four. You know, next five. Like, and not in, like, he's, ill-advised shots.
He's a weird one, definitely, in terms of how his stroke is, because he is such a talented guy. Not to mention he has, like, some of the best ups ever, too.
Yeah.
He had some, he was in the dunk contest at one point in time.
J.R. Smith has been my favorite since the All-American game when I was watching it, and he was pulling up from, like, Steph Curry range
really?
In high school.
High school, yeah. Like, I mean, the guy has been, he's been all over the place, but he's had that career in Denver to start off with, and the stint when he was the guy in New York.
Yeah.
You know, the guy's been, he's a fun player to watch for sure.
He's definitely fun to watch, but he's a little, I don't know,
you can't rely on him, no.
Not too trustworthy.
He cannot hold the team on his own, but he is, like I said, if you have him on the side and he gets hot, he's your best friend.
But I mean, I think if he scores 10 to 12, Korver gets about 10 to 12, Darren Williams gets 10 to 12.
They're out there to make threes, you know, and that's what they need to start doing, because that's what the Warriors are doing, and they're doing it well. Like, they're all feeling it right now.
You know, and another thing is Tristan Thompson is not dominating the boards like usual.
Oh, yeah. He's getting outplayed right now by Julian McGee.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's a whole team effort.
I think, no doubt.
I think they're like, hey,
but in like that,
somebody put a body on him, put two bodies on him. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, the Warriors, their defense right now is just, they're locked in.
See, that's the thing. It's like, I mean, I watched pretty much every single Warriors game for like the last, I don't know, 5 years.
Yeah, you've been
you
on it. Yeah.
I mean? So it's kind of like watching them develop. But like, everybody's like, oh, they're so high-powered offense. But their defense is like, they're all on a line, is what they say. It's like everybody knows what everybody's doing. They talk, you know, like boom, rotations, run shooters off the 3-point line. And I mean, the Cavs, like in the second half, they kind of would settle for that. They'd like get a run off their original shot, dribble one, dribble, step, and then shoot like a quick three.
Yeah.
When you probably should like take it to the hole, you know, make collapse the defense and then kick it out. But I mean, I'm pretty sure that's going to change in the second game. I'm pretty sure they're watching the film. Like, I've been watching the film.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, LeBron, he is
amazing.
He's great at responding to that type of stuff. Yeah. And he's super talented. Great, you know, brilliant mind when it comes to the game. So, you know, he's seeing all that stuff and what needs to be focused on. And I can feel it just be kind of tense in that locker room, though. I feel like he's just be calling out a lot of people.
Yeah. But know? I think he might be realizing that this Warrior team is really good.
I mean, he's been saying it from the get-go.
And he
from the finals post game, the first one he was saying it.
Oh, it's KD.
Yeah,
and KD makes all the difference in the world because, like, I knew KD was a great player, but when you watch him on like a day to day basis, like pretty well, I mean, what, how many games he played? Like 60 games.
Yeah,
and, like, just
like
watching
that.
Him, and then when he went down, that was the other Warriors were like, oh, don't forget, we're still the Warriors. You know what I mean? We've been to back to back championships. We got one. We let one get away from us. We're still good. We won 73 games. We're still good. So that kind of got them to where they can, like, live without KD. But then when KD came back, it was like, oh, I can do it. Now we got the bigger piece of the puzzle, and now we're just unstoppable.
Yeah, everyone's – it's playing easy out there for them, I feel. I mean, you just see – like I said, we mentioned before, Steph is healthy out there, and that's super fun to watch. The guy is – his handles – they feel like they're getting better every year right now, and he really works on that. He mentioned before how AI is one of his idols, and he always wanted to be like him. So he's really showcasing that. And, I mean, against a guy like LeBron, if you saw the game, you know which cook I'm talking about when he crossed up and went to the hole.
Yeah.
LeBron tried so hard to get that block.
Oh, yeah, he
just
wanted that.
He hit the backboard so hard and got nothing. But
Steph Curry was doing a little wolfing.
Oh, yeah.
And if you look at him, like LeBron James is looking at him, but he's not talking to LeBron. He's just getting hyped.
Oh, yeah. No, he really is. I mean, but you know deep down inside, there's something that's like, yeah, I got you, man.
What LeBron did to him last year when he swatted him out and told him to get out of there.
Or,
you know, he had a little payback going.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's like, yo, I'm healthy now. Yeah. And I got this team around me. Like, sorry, it didn't happen again.
Well, game seven, he had Kevin Love out on the perimeter, and he settles for a three. Like, I have this buddy. he hates the Warriors. And I don't even know if he's a Cavs fan, but I guess he's a Cavs fan now because they beat the Warriors last year. And, like, before the series started, he was like, shout out to last year when Kevin Love made a great defensive play on Steph Curry and forced him into a three-pointer. And then I watched it again because I haven't watched Game 7, like, since it happened.
I can imagine that's not something you want to relive over and over again.
I couldn't watch the NBA Network till, like, the season started.
Yeah, get constantly reminded of it.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So,
I know the feeling.
So I watched the play, and it was like, Steph had him beat like twice, but he just felt like he couldn't go, so he just settled for a three. And maybe he was tired too, because when you're tired, you settle for threes.
You do, and I mean, not to mention, he did have that knee injury too, where he's not as quick. He wasn't as quick at that point. You know, you see the quickness right now in his movement and just his preciseness with it too.
Yeah. And that's like game seven of the finals. He won 73 games. He had a tough series against the Thunder. You're tired. You got to be tired.
Back to back,
you know what I mean? Back to back. You play till what, June? You played at the end of the June.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to say, this is a long taxing season. I mean, the playoffs is forever.
Right.
It's like, it's over 2 months long.
Right.
I really think we need to go back to the 5-game first series, I feel. I think 7 games for all of them is, it gets tiresome, man. I'm like, let's keep the basketball going.
Yeah.
Some people like the 7 games. I get why you have it, because it creates more basketball, but man, the 5 games, you get through a little quicker, you know?
Or not have a week off.
Yeah, I mean, too. That's
I mean
2 days off in between every game in the finals too. You can't do a day in between. You have to do 2 days.
Well, I mean, they do this week. It's Wednesday and Friday, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna say they played Sunday and they play Wednesday, and I believe it is it Friday again?
I think it's
okay.
Friday.
So they have two. So all right, within Cleveland. So it's still three. Is it three in Cleveland straight now, or do they go back to two, one? Okay.
Yeah, two. Whatever. I'm not good at math.
Two, one.
Yeah. So hopefully.
There we go. We got seven. We found our seven.
Yeah, 4 plus 3.
I'm going to say, speaking of being tired and whatnot, LeBron James is tired of crazy questions and stuff. We're going to hear a little bit of what he has to say when a reporter asks him if he feels any pressure in the next 2 games coming up, because they're kind of important.
LeBron, you just feel like a case where you got to defend home court at this point?
Well, I mean, are you a smart guy? Think so, right? So if we don't defend home court, what happens?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm asking you.
Well, yeah, then you guys are looking at getting swept.
All right. So the answer to your question.
That reporter, he got cooked right there. Yeah. He was not feeling himself. I mean, that was kind of a ridiculous question, though. Do you feel you have to defend home court? A little bit, yeah. I think they have to win a couple games there, man.
Well, I think they have to win all the games
there. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. They can't really, like I said, 4 out of 5 they got left.
Yeah.
And they got to get 4 of them. That's a lot to ask for.
They do got 3 at home.
They do.
But I don't know. I don't know. But we'll see. Game 3, like I said, is going to be key.
Oh, yeah. It's like going to be a fun one.
I feel it's going to go, the Cavs come out hot, you know, but then the Warriors, you know.
I mean, they're going to need a crazy defensive, just something to stop. Give KD, hold him down, or no one else gets it off, you know?
Yeah.
They just have to hold, maybe KD, because it might be impossible to stop KD. We'll never know.
You just got to not let the other guys get involved, but you got so much attention to KD. Don't forget, you got a 2-time MVP and Steph Curry is playing out of his mind right now.
Yeah.
Playing amazing triple-doubles, like, come on. And then Klay Thompson, I think, might be coming out of his funk.
I was going to say, he's been having a tough stretch, but right now, like I said, that was a big game for him.
Yeah.
He started off, was pretty icy, but he found his couple strokes. Yeah. He got inside the arc, found those jump shots, and kind of worked his way back.
Because
he was hitting some deep stuff like the Klay that we were used to, you know?
He was hitting some amazing shots, like that one play where Iguodala takes a shot, misses it, gets his own rebound, hits Kevin Durant for a wide open three, he misses it. Steph Curry tips the ball to Klay Thompson. And then he barely touches it and shoots it and nails it. That's kind of like one of those demoralizing kind of sequences where you're like, you give up two offensive rebounds and then like two wide open shots. And then the third one was Klay Thompson and he was guarded and you're not thinking he's going to shoot it and he drills it. Those are kind of ones where like, oh man, what can you do? What can you do in that situation?
There's not much.
No.
Yeah. Good luck out there, Cavs. Cavs fans, too. I know the Warriors are loving it right now. They, like I said, they want that revenge. 3-1, blowing it is tough. I would say we have spent a good portion of time talking about Game 2 right now. We're going to transition, go to another game that involves a ball, but this one football. Colin Kaepernick, going on to him right now. For some reason, this guy can't find a job. I mean, people are saying he's a starter in the league. He was not able to sign with the Seahawks. The Seahawks have passed on him, and they have signed
Austin Davis
as their backup because he's clearly better than Kaepernick, right?
Way better than Kaepernick.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Way better.
He stands for the national anthem, you know?
Yeah,
way better.
Way more athletic than Kaepernick.
Yeah, I mean, granted, I feel that Kaepernick probably has a little bit of a higher price tag for a backup that many teams don't want to, but how many times have we seen a backup have to come into a game or take over the rest of a season for at least 6 games or so, you know? I think having somebody like Kaepernick, if he's going to end up being a backup, would actually be pretty valuable. He's still, I think there's, I mean, you got to tell me, there's 32 teams out there that, 32 better quarterbacks out there than Colin Kaepernick that he can't take a spot from.
Well,
one of them.
Not even like 32, you're talking about like 64, right?
Backups too.
I mean, Kaepernick, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Kaepernick as a quarterback because I don't think he's like too accurate, but he's still better than most of the quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, I mean, the guy still can. I mean, he's had some issues with his arms, but he is super athletic. The guy,
if you can get him out to running a little bit, run a little bit, and then pass where he's not.
Give him put in the right system right there for him where he's not looking to air it out too much. But, you know,
he's not a pocket guy.
Not quite. But, I mean, the guy is a fantastic outside the pocket.
Yeah.
You know, he really is. And I think that's got to have some value out there.
Oh, yeah.
And you're telling me that you can't get him into some system, which is kind of interesting. It's just, They haven't quite found a niche for him, or at least he hasn't found his niche for himself.
I don't think he's getting blackballed, man, just because he's standing up for, I mean, or taking a knee for the
anthem. He's taking for cause he believes in right now, you know?
Isn't that what we're supposed to do, though? Like,
I mean, it's unfortunate to think that that's the case that he's going through right now, but, I mean, we've talked about it on length at this show. He's come up, he's a topic we always touch on every once in a while when he comes up, and it is unfortunate that, you know, he's just, he didn't do anything heinous. Nothing heinous out there. And if you have guys out there that have done a lot, you know, a lot of heinous things out there. They've done some pretty vile things, and we've let them come back in the league and do, you know, and we celebrate them still.
What did they say? I saw something on the internet, and they were talking about how Kaepernick's getting treated like a domestic violence abuser.
It's getting worse than that, I feel.
Like worse than Michael Vick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he didn't really do anything too bad except take a knee and...
I mean, I'm not going to say... Michael Vick went to jail for 2 years and came back and had a lengthy career afterwards. Yeah. You know?
And then Ray Rice,
to say that Michael Vick wears where Colin Kaepernick is in that second half of the year, I think is kind of maybe a little accurate. I mean, granted, Vick had an arm that was insane, but he wasn't the same Vick we knew him.
He's got a good arm, it's just not accurate.
He's not as accurate, yeah.
Like, I mean, he could still air it out, he could still put some zip on the ball, but it's just, he makes a lot of overthrows and...
He's still a beast outside the pocket, and I think that's worth something. Yeah. And I don't know why teams can't seem to find a place for him in there because...
they're afraid of the Donald Trump tweet.
It's unfortunate that that's how people are dictating how they're going to function right now.
That's terrible. Well,
give the guy a chance, man.
Give the guy a job.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are, like I said, talking about practice. It is 5:56 here on a Monday. It is June 5th.
Yeah.
June 5th. Yeah, man. I can't believe how fast this year's been going by right now.
My birthday is in 3 days.
Oh, there we go. All right. Happy early birthday to you there.
That's my birthday present.
I didn't even know. Yeah, that's what it's for. Yeah. You're welcome, man.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Like I said, this is talking about practice, and we are made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters. I am by Disability Action Center, dedicated to gaining social and economic justice for people with disabilities. DAC can be reached by calling 893-8527 and at actionctr.org. Right on. Thank you, Disabilities Action Center, for your contributions right there. I did just get a text from Jarrell right now. He did say he was napping, as I figured. Like I said, the guy had a long week, and I got to give him a little slack on that. But we're keeping this train rolling right now because, you want to give the people what they want.
Oh, give the people what they want.
Yes.
Jalen Rose.
Gotta love Jalen Rose.
I love Jalen Rose.
Talking about Jalen right now, I want to bring something up right now because...
About his hair?
No. It wasn't about his hair right now. He actually just made a video with Kobe Bryant, and it was actually really funny. I'm going to play it for you guys because I just thought it was great. Then we can get into his hair because I'm willing to talk about hair. We talked hair last week, but I'm willing to do it again.
I know.
Because it's always a fun time. Hair is glorious, you know, how much emphasis we put on it. But here, this is Jalen Rose and Kobe Bryant interacting a little bit. Let's see if we can get this going.
Jalen! Hey, Cole, how you doing? How retirement treating you?
It's great, man. It's great. Just, a little writing, a little investing.
Nice. So I don't know if you saw the thing on Twitter about your statue.
I don't pay attention to that stuff, man.
Yeah, I figured that. Me either.
A drink, Mr. Bryant?
Yeah, I'll have a vodka martini.
How many olives would you like?
81.
What is that?
Really?
Nah, man, I'm just playing. Just two. Joke for him.
Oh, that is excellent. Excellent right there.
Oh, man.
Kobe Bryant reminding Jalen Rose.
They dropped
the terror that he put him through. Was it like December 2006 or something like that? Something around there.
Yeah.
I remember the 10-year anniversary was last year, so 81 points for Kobe Bryant.
81 points. That's crazy.
That's nasty right there.
Like, 81 points. Like, if you do that with just twos, that's 40-something shot. 39, 30, I don't know.
If you do it with twos, yeah, it's 40 shots.
Yeah.
And then you got one.
And then he made a free throw.
Yeah. Yeah, he was hitting threes too. I mean, the guy was he was on fire at that point in time.
I'm just doing it for like the example.
Yeah, exactly. How much you had to put up just to get that right there.
Just to shoot.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Ooh, that's a lot right there. For anyone that plays ball, knows what's up with him.
Yeah.
I
always get tired.
Yeah, right? Man, how does he do that?
Cool.
I mean, I go to the gym and I put up 10. I'm like, I'm over it. Right. I'm tired.
I'm taking like 40 practice shots and I'm tired. Like, I got to.
He did the practice shots and then he went into the game and did it. You know, knowing Kobe probably after the game was shooting too. So
like, I got to ice my shoulder, my wrist, my fingers, all of it. The whole arm's got to go down in ice.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of shots. But Kobe Bryant was amazing. I wasn't a big fan of him. Like,
you're a Northern Cal guy. I feel a lot of people kind of had a little resentment towards him.
I think because he ran Shaq out of town.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the fact that this town isn't big enough for the two of them because it was.
Right.
LA. Oh, yeah. Huge. Come on, y'all. You have
just enough, win.
Yeah, just like go and win. Do your thing.
It could have been, won probably like four more?
Yeah. I mean, you think at least
two.
They at least get two. You know, keep filling there. Granted, that Gary Payton and Malone team was a little bit of a you know, retirement's AARP funded thing right there, you know?
Yeah, they were the Palm Spring Lakers.
Yes. Okay. Well, like I said, we are at that point in time right now where it is time for the news. Just a couple of headline news that we want to go over to inform you all of this inner workings of this wonderful world of ours. Bryce Harper, who's set to go on free agency in 2018, so next year, is expected to make $400 million. Sign a $400 million contract. At least that's what's speculated by some GMs. That's kind of ridiculous. It makes you kind of wonder if we're ever going to have a $1 billion contract. I mean, you feel like it's going to happen, you know? And who's going to be that first guy to get it? We'll find out because money talks and you got to have a lot of it, especially in baseball. Those guys get ridiculous contracts in baseball. Like
$205 million or something.
I mean, Albert Pujols is getting paid a ton of money right now, and he is having a terrible. Well, he's been terrible for the Angels. Granted, he just hit the 600 home run club. Yeah,
congratulations, yeah, Pujols!
To shout to Pujols, like I said, he reached that milestone this past weekend on Saturday, hitting a grand slam against the Twins.
Yep, that's fitting. That's fitting.
Right, he gets himself in the company of Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, Alex Rodriguez, Willie Mays, Ken Griffey Jr., Jim Thome, and Sammy Sosa.
Definitely Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Have you played the show?
I've never played the show. Everyone has always told me I have missed out on life because I've not played MLB the show. It's the best one.
It is the best one,
that's
for sure.
That's right here.
And like my guy hit 600 home runs.
Did he? In your one year camp, in your season long camp? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and it took me like 20 seasons to do it.
You were dedicated to the show, man.
Yeah.
Dedicated to the show. Yeah. All right.
Well, I mean, that's how I am, man. I'm dedicated when it comes to stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, you have to put your nose to the grindstone, man. Yeah.
You know, you make your own guy, and then you make him look like you, and you just go out and hit jacks. But that game is kind of like one of those where you have to play it for about 6 or 7, 8 seasons before your dude's actually like really good.
Okay.
Really good.
So like a real life type of thing. Yeah.
You kind
of
got to build them up. Yeah. And then by the time you're into that, you know, I mean, you're already like 8, 9 seasons deep.
You're like, all right, might as well go for it.
Now it's fun.
Yeah. Finally. You know, I'm putting all this work right now.
Right. And now I'm just hitting like 50 jacks a year.
All right, there you go. All right, MLB The Show, y'all. Yeah. I need to play on it. Apparently, I've been missing out on life. Everyone's told me that. It really has.
If you like baseball.
If you do, yeah. I feel like if you probably don't, you probably can hop on and you'd be enjoying yourself. Okay, well, Al Pacino is set to play the role of Joe Paterno in the HBO film about Jerry Sandusky.
Oh.
No other stars are yet linked to the film, and there is no release date, but you can probably assume that Al Pacino will not be saying the line, "Say hello to my little friend," in this movie.
Dang.
Sorry, I had to bring it out there. It came to me in a flash of brilliance. I was like, I got to do it.
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you went there. Yeah, no, I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. You ate the whole cheese wheel.
It is an interesting topic. I mean, I know people kind of want to know about it because people are sick. We like knowing about weird things. We like movies about. Yeah. I mean, it's a movie. You know, totally could see it happening. You can see Al Pacino as Joe Pa.
Yeah, and it's like a real life that really happened. So I'm always interested in movies like that. Like, if it really happened, I kind of want to see, like,
yeah, I was saying, I just recently watched the Zodiac again, one of my really good movies, and I was watching it with my friend, and she hates me right now because I made her watch it, because she gets really into like really scary things, and when she found out it was real, and like they never actually found the guy technically who did it, she still thinks it's the Zodiac's going to get us right now.
Yeah.
So.
Hey. He's probably old now.
I mean, from what they say, the way the movie led to believe, the guy they thought did it did pass away. But, I mean, they can never actually get the evidence to prove him wrong. That's a Zodiac for you.
Yeah.
That's a tangent right there for sure.
Right. Well, it could be me.
Were you around in the 60s? Hey, no. I've just transformed right now. I just sucked the blood of people and become younger.
I'm going to travel back in time.
All right, there we go, guys. We got the Zodiac online with us right now. And kind of in some sad news right now, Ohio State basketball coach Thad Matta has resigned from his position immediately due to some poor health issues, which kind of sad right now. I've always thought Thad Matta was kind of a badass just because of his name, like the name Thad. I don't know. There's something about it that's just kind of Thad Matta. It just kind of rolled off the tongue well for me. And not to mention, Ohio State's had a great run with him as the coach right there. He did say he's not opposed to coming back. He just wants to make sure his health does improve because, you know, you got to take care of number one out there.
Right.
Got to give a shout out. Like I said, we mentioned Albert Pujols in this joining milestone right there. Edison Volquez also threw a no-hitter for the Miami against the D-backs this year. I'm sorry, this past weekend. It's probably one of the only bright spots in a shady time for Miami when it comes to baseball.
Yeah, wasn't it Ventura's birthday too?
Yes, it was. So he did dedicate that game to Ventura and to who is the It was a Cardinals pitcher that.
Oh, yeah.
We should know this right now.
We might have to Google that.
Yeah, we'll get on it right now. Like I said, we don't have John right now with the show. He's usually the producer right now. He's working, you know, he's on the grindstone too. We all got to make that dime every once in a while.
So we got real jobs sometimes.
Right? Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah. I wish this was my job, but yeah, no, we're just doing this for fun. It's all good though.
I mean, as long as we're having fun though.
Yeah. And like I said, in other news, we had, if you are, were any fan of MMA right now, you probably have heard many instances of the violence that kind of occurs in there, the domestic violence in particular. Well, the war machine, John Copenhaver, he's the notorious one who beat up adult film star Christy Mack to the point of near, you can't even recognize her.
Yeah.
Just got himself sentenced for life in prison this past week. Today, I'm sorry, he actually did get sentenced. So it's kind of nice to see that some seriousness is coming about the domestic violence issues that are out there. We still think, you know, keep that on mind because there are some things that, you know, we are still allowing players in the league or in many other professional sporting environments that have some shaky pasts when it comes to that stuff. But hey, that's the news for you guys today for June 5th, 2017. Okay, we'll continue on the show right now because we are talking sports still. We're talking about the NHL playoffs, which, you know, we know nothing really about, but we got to mention it anyway.
That's my expertise.
Yeah, right? The skates, man, I'm not good with cold, so I've never really gotten into hockey super well. I love watching it when I do get a chance to, but, you know, I do know that the Predators did win. They got back in the series 2-1 now, trailing the Pittsburgh Penguins, and they had a nice little run right now. But I will have to give a big shout out right now to Nashville and their hometown when I was watching a little bit of the game. Those fans are crazy out there. They're cheering the entire time. And, like, they're singing songs. They're, like, actually have good chants and stuff going. And that's something I've always on the show is how fans here feel in America are super lazy.
Yeah.
Like, we just, like, a baseball game is boring. Like, we do a wave every once in a while or we do a charge.
No.
But no. There's, like, you know, you go to, like, Europe and you're eating a football or whatever, a soccer, they're having songs or singing and stuff, and it's great.
Okay, like so we went out to where was it? Fenway Park a couple years ago.
Okay, all right.
And my buddy, shout out, I'm not going to say his name, but he's a Giants fan, right? And he's kind of one of those snooty Giants fans. So we're doing the wave, right? Everybody in Fenway's doing the wave, and like he wouldn't do it.
He was against it completely.
He was totally against the wave, and
no,
I'm like,
against the wave.
What do you mean? You're against the wave? How could you be against the wave? The wave is the greatest thing in the world.
It's super easy.
He was like, well, we don't do that at or whatever the Giant Stadium is.
Was that AT&T Park or
yeah, the AT&T?
They don't do the. They're too snooty for that.
That's what he said, and he's a Giants fan. So I'm like,
I mean, okay, I get the wave is easy. It's super easy to do. It's fun to watch on TV. If you're watching and you see like everyone getting into it, it's kind of a cool little phenomenon to witness.
Even when I see it on TV, I do it at my
like it's passing me now. Let's go.
It's got to be passing me right about
now. Yeah, all right, it's on the TV. We're good. Yes, it is. I think it's a cool little thing right there. I mean, let's face it, baseball's kind of a boring sport to watch. You know, it's got a lot of downtime in there. Let's spice it up a little bit, you know? And I'm one of the guys that I like to yell at games and stuff. I lose my voice very
often.
That's
why you're there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, especially if I can get close enough where I actually like kind of rouse the players and whatnot.
Right.
I do remember one time I was at a Dodger game. I was close to the outfield, on the left field side, and Jerry Harrison was out there for the Dodgers. And I was close enough to where like you know I could yell and it would make some noise. And the ball kind of landed in front of him for a single. And I yelled out, I was like, put your body into it, Jerry, you know, like to dive for it. He turns to me and shakes his head, like looks in my general direction, like shakes his head like, no, I'm not diving. No, I ain't getting that, you know. And I mean, at that point in time, my girlfriend, she was very embarrassed because I was apparently really loud. I don't really know how loud I am, apparently.
Of course.
Apparently, people are like, oh, you can belch it out there. And the kid in front of me was like covered his ears when I said it. It's like, okay, got to tone it down a little bit because you can get a little rowdy out there. But it's always fun. You know, you got to do something to spice up the game.
Right. Like this one time, it was my buddy's birthday and his dad got him courtside tickets to the Kings Clippers a long time ago.
Okay.
Like we're sitting underneath the basket, right? And like they're doing the Clippers are all like right in front of us and they're doing layup lines. And I'm just sitting there yelling and Lamar Odom was on the team.
Okay.
I'm just yelling, Lamar, Lamar, and just yelling his name over and over, right? So he does his layup and he turns around, looks at me and goes, what? And I was like,
Hi.
Yeah, what's up? You're doing good out there.
Yeah, keep doing you. Out
there, Lamar.
Oh, That's dude, especially if you get that close to it.
Yeah,
no, because you can actually hear it and stuff. Yeah, because
they talk so much trash.
That's like, what I wish you could hear more of on TV and stuff. I know some of it's probably not. You know, probably can't have it on TV.
Got to be on HBO.
Yeah, I was like, they should do a channel like that. Yeah. Get rid of no announcers. It's just mics in the actual everyone's mic'd up or something. I was gonna say, I've heard that Kevin Durant is very loose with the N-word out there.
Oh yeah,
I've heard that countless times.
Oh yeah, I read lips.
From what I've heard, KG he's notorious for his trash talking for sure.
Like, he calls them female dog butts, and then that word.
Yes, and I mean, not to mention, he is notorious. He did give Charlie Villanueva a cancer patient title one time. Yeah, he comes up with some. That was a weird one, but. He comes up with some crazy stuff, Kevin Durant. And I mean, I'm sure if you're on the court, you're hearing all of that. That's just a sight to see. Something to hear. If only I had that type of money.
Yeah.
Not quite rolling in it just yet. Working on it. Yeah. You know, we're all trying. We're all striving a little bit.
Yep, and that's our take on the on the NHL finals.
On the NHL finals. I was like, that's what we were talking about, weren't we? Yeah, that's how we got into this conversation.
But
clearly, we know our hockey.
I didn't even really know Nashville had a team until last week.
All right, good to know that you see. Hey, now you do know. Yeah. The more you know.
NBC cares. PK Subban has bad breath.
Ah, dude. So you got to get support to the boys out there that are playing some hockey, you know? Yeah, that's why I say he's on Nashville. You should be.
Like you said, it's cold out there.
Yeah, right.
Ice, and when you fall on ice, it hurts. It's because it's hard. And then it's not also hard, it's cold, too. So now you're going to break a bone and get hypothermia at the same time.
Frostbite, man.
Or frostbitten. I don't want to lose a toe.
I'm sure you don't. Granted, I feel like most of those guys, hockey players, they're really tough guys.
Oh,
for sure. They probably lose teeth all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, baseball should really take note of how they fight. I mean, if you saw the fight between Hunter Strickland and Bryce Harper last week, it's that's sad compared to what happens in hockey.
Yeah,
you know?
They don't really, fight as much as...
They don't. But I'm just saying, if you're going to do it, let's throw hands correctly.
Yeah,
you know?
But I mean, they let them fight in hockey until they fall down. So you kind of
I'm
pretty sure they do
I think every sport should allow, we should allow fighting in all sports like that, take a note from hockey. Let's see. That might be, everyone's got a goon on their squad. Everyone's got a goon.
Maybe have an octagon on the side on the side of the field. And
everywhere you go, I challenge you.
Two minutes for fighting and then, the game stops and... You get the ring announcer, Michael Buffer comes in.
You got 2 minutes of fighting right there for us. Yeah, I feel it. Yeah, a round of fighting, and they can see your point. You know?
Corner man and whatnot.
I feel it happening, guys. Yeah. We're changing sports. We're revolutionizing more for us.
It's evolution.
Yeah, exactly. We have to. It's getting boring out there.
Right.
These guys are paying millions of dollars playing schoolyard games. You should spice it up a little bit, Well, like I said, as come to the point in time where I got to talk a little soccer right now because some stuff did happen. So I got a little foot and mouth for us. Let's get that going.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year and he could barely throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's foot and mouth.
Yes. Another thing. Announcers should take note of how Hispanic announcers are out there. Come on. Let's get some long calls out there. That's glorious. But yes, this is foot and mouth right now where I do want to talk a little soccer because I mentioned last week it was the Champions League final this past weekend on Saturday. We had the champions. The champions of Spain, Real Madrid, go up against the champions of Italy, Juventus. It was a great battle. I guess you could say, with Real Madrid coming out on top, which is unfortunate. I wasn't kind of hoping Juventus had a chance. They had a great defense that you really thought had a chance to really take it, and especially with the goalkeeper with the quality of Gigi Buffon, you thought they had a chance, but Real Madrid's offense is just too good. Ronaldo scores, gets 2 goals in the game, and they end up winning 4-1 to take on the Champions League crown. So shouts to Real Madrid. Congratulations to the season that they did have, winning La Liga and then also taking the Champions League title. That's quite a season for anyone. Anyone that ever has doubted Cristiano Ronaldo really cannot anymore. It's kind of unfortunate. The guy gets a lot of heavy-handed criticism. Granted, he is kind of flashy and showboaty and a little cocky. But hey, if you're good, you got to be cocky. And even his hometown fans give him the jeers sometimes. And he doesn't like it. They shouldn't. He's done a lot for that squad, and he continues to do so much for them, scoring 600 goals for his club and country so far, Cristiano Ronaldo is definitely one of the greatest to ever touch the pitch and to play that game that most people in the world like, opposed to here. But hey, I'm a big fan. I know not everyone is.
I mean, I like soccer.
I mean,
when it comes to like the World Cup, I watch the World Cup.
Yeah, okay.
But I have to also watch it in Spanish, though.
No, exactly what I'm saying. If I ever get a chance to, I'm watching it in Spanish myself. I always am. More entertaining. The commentators are just...
Just more exciting, because when he watches, like, it kicks over to the left side of the pitch and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Oh, and a shot on goal, and it's wide left.
Yeah.
And then, but it's like... Nah, nah, nah,
nah, nah. You can't even...
Goal.
Not to mention, I mean, if you actually do listen to them, if you actually understand Spanish, you'll actually pick up on things.
Right.
And they're giving nicknames to all the guys out there and stuff, especially when you're watching, like, the Mexican international team. It's fun to really... My mom would translate it for me when I was watching it as a kid with her. And she was saying, oh, they're calling him the Lone Ranger right now because he's wearing a mask right now. And they call his side partner Tonto and stuff. And it's just funny. You would be hearing them calling. Like, they just add a different flavor to the game. Whether you understand it or not, you don't even have to. I mean, commenting on a game is kind of basic. If you don't understand the game, you know what's happening. And you can just kind of imagine it yourself.
Yeah.
And you can kind of... All you need to know is that they say goal for a very long period of time. And it's exceptionally exciting.
I went to when the World Cup was in... Palo Alto.
Oh, really? Okay.
I actually went and saw the USA play Brazil at that. I don't even know. It was like 90 whatever. It was a long time ago.
I was saying that was some time ago.
Long time ago.
That was in like the Rose Bowl era, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When it was at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, the final game was at the Rose Bowl when Brazil won.
Yeah.
And it was like 1-0. And that was probably the coolest like sporting experience I've ever been to.
No, I can imagine.
That and the Olympics was kind of cool, but that's a whole nother.
Was that in
Atlanta?
In Atlanta? Okay. Yeah. The Atlanta 96 was. Okay.
Yeah. All so right. It was kind of like my mom got us tickets. And
what did you see when you were there?
Track and field, and I saw the bronze medal baseball game, the last game at Turner Field.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Back when baseball was actually in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we'll keep curling in there, but take baseball.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, curling's cool. I mean,
I guess it's granted different Olympics, but let's say it was another.
But
there's stuff out there that there's the Olympics got just anything's a sport out there.
Well, I mean, the Dream Team was the second Dream Team, too. But everybody wanted to go to that, so he couldn't really get tickets to that. So he saw Michael Johnson, but it was like the qualifying. So it was kind of one of the ones where he's. He's running really fast, but he's not running as fast. Like,
yeah.
Break no records or nothing. He's just like...
He's cruising.
Yeah. He runs like 80 meters and then...
So that's his name, right? Michael Johnson, man.
Yeah.
Shouts to him.
He was the man.
He really was. He had a real... it was a quick frame, but you know, people know him still, I hope.
Yeah. I mean, but like it's, it's the Olympics, Like it's every 4 years. I mean, nobody really cares that he won like the...
The world championships and stuff throughout every other year in between the Olympics.
Unless he broke the record.
Yeah, that's when you're really worrying about it. I mean, track and fields, it's near and dear to my heart. I grew up doing that since I was 5 years old. I got really serious into it when I was like 8. I was doing it year-round. So, I love track and field and, the competition aspect behind it. And it's unfortunate we don't really get into it more, It's what those guys, people are doing is insane.
Yeah, track and field. I mean, I did track and field. I mean, I wasn't really good at it. I wasn't, fast enough.
Yeah.
I was kind of, more like a quick... I didn't have a real good top speed, but I could get up.
You got your fast acceleration.
I could get up and cut and do all that stuff. But then I tried to do the long jump. Like one of the coaches, in my senior year after basketball, was like, "You should come out and do the long jump." And I was like, "Okay, I'll go try it." And I went out there, and of course, there's a lot of girls out there from the track, and whatever. And I'm just over there flirting and having a good time. And then I was working pretty hard, and then this one girl from our school, she was amazing at it, and she would just blow me out the water all the time. And it was not because she was a girl; it was just I couldn't get it.
You couldn't get it, yeah. I mean, there's a big technique to it.
Triple jump
is insane.
Yeah, triple jump was
cool to watch. You find someone that does it really well, and you see him do it. It's such a cool weird the technique they do it, the steps. It's insane, but
yeah, she was amazing at it. And I was more how come I can't do it? So I was getting frustrated with myself. And so I was like, you know what? It's my senior year. I'm not going to do this.
Track ain't for me anymore.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Yeah. I'm about to just, senioritis and do nothing. I'm going to hang out at the track meets, of course.
Hey, but, track meets were always fun.
I mean, if you need like an assistant coach,
you know,
I can definitely just come out here, but I'm not jumping in the sand no more.
I can hold timer. I can tell the time for you. I got you.
It's a good split. It's a good split. Right.
You're onto something, buddy. Yeah. You're onto something.
But.
All right. Like I said, we are like coming in the last 10 minutes of the show right now. Again, Drew was sorry that he couldn't be here right now. He is texting me, letting me know that he was supposed to. But like I said, he slept through it. But hey, he'll be here next week. We'll keep the show rolling. Like I said, I got my boy Beely in here.
Yeah, we're doing a great
man.
Job.
I appreciate you,
I
man.
Think we're doing a great job.
Oh, yeah, we're killing it right now. I hope that everyone's enjoying it right now. But I do got to get into one of my favorite parts of the show. It's my grinds, my gears time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got stuff that just annoys me. And I got to go through them and let the people out because...
Right, you don't want to keep that.
Yeah,
inside.
You can't really bottle up because if I do, no one's happy at that point.
Right.
Time.
Somebody might get drop kicked.
Oh, yeah, we can't do it. This is the way of preventing me from doing that, you know? So.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Yeah. I need to talk on grocery stores for a little bit right now. They've really been ruined for me for quite some time. And it started with the self checkout line. I thought that was a terrible thing right now because they're taking a very mundane, easy task for someone to do, and we've now just bypassed that all. And now we don't have anyone like losing out on that interaction you have. But then you also get to the point in time where we got rid of bagging pretty much. You have to bring your own bag to the store now because they don't do it anymore. And I bring it up because I feel bagging when you put stuff into a bag when you're at a grocery store is very important on how you do it and how you put it in there, what goes in first, how the bag is structured. And that's completely lost nowadays.
Right.
It's completely lost. We started doing it when we went to the own self-checkout line. We had to do it ourselves. I wasn't trained on how to do this properly right now, and I'm just stuffing my bag in there. Now my bag is breaking as I walk out the door. Now when I go in there, I have my own bag, and like I have to do it myself, or I don't have a bagger anymore. It's the person who's checking me out with stuff in, and they're just in there to try to get as quick as possible.
Right.
They want to get to the next person behind me.
And so, they charge you for a bag.
Like, exactly. They charge you for bags right now. So even if you do have your own bag, they're still going to stuff it, and it's going to be incorrect right there.
Right.
And I just think that the art of stuffing a grocery bag is lost right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's so lost. And it's sad because I recently went to a store, and I'm bringing this up because someone stuffed my bag immaculately. It was perfect. He did a double bag for me. I could have had a lot of glass, and I had some milk in there, so it was a heavy bag, and he double bagged it for me.
Right.
And I was like, I didn't even have to ask him. I was like, I asked for a bag, though, and he double bagged me. I was like, you, sir. And his name was David over at Bonds. You call it Safeway up here, but same thing.
It's not the same thing as Safeway, bruh.
Safeway bought out Bonds.
I know what you're talking about, but
in L.A.
You're in the
down
north.
South. Yeah,
you're
north. Sorry. I apologize. That's coming out of me every once in a while.
Yeah.
But I had to bring this up because it's a complete lost art, and your bags break if you don't do it properly.
Right.
And I have to go upstairs to get to my apartment, you know.
Right.
And it's a long trek for me, you know. And I need that bag to hold.
Right.
And David did it right the other day by stuffing it. He had it properly too. Heavy stuff on the bottom. Put the light stuff on the top. You know, if you're putting bread in first and then your gallon of milk on top of that,
you're gonna have
that's not
bread.
Fun. No, that's terrible. You cannot have sandwiches properly anymore.
No.
So I'm just saying, grocery stores, take note. Bagging is very perfect. It's a good art to have, and you're losing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because the bags are so expensive at 10 cents a pop. Like, it's kind of funny how that happened. And some people are like, yeah, you want a bag? Like, no. I can't
killing the environment right now.
I can't afford that 10 cents or whatever. I'm going to carry all my stuff out and might drop it in the parking lot, but I save myself 10 cents.
Right. Yeah. Well, hey.
That's grinds my gears.
Yeah, grinds your gears. I
feel like I like want to buy people bags.
Right? Like
I'm like, yeah, just put that bag on my tab.
I got this.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Give them two.
Double
or
bag
like
them.
I go to our Winco. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you go get a whole bunch of groceries, you don't know how many bags you're going to get. So sometimes I'll get like four just because like I might need them and only use two.
Yeah.
And then I give the next person behind me, I'm like, you want two bags?
There you go. Kind man right there, Beely. You know, he's helping the people out one bag at a time.
Yeah, I'm the bag man.
Yeah.
So if you ever see me in line and you need a bag at the grocery store,
Beely's got you.
Holler at me.
All right. Good to know because I will need them. I don't ever have bags with me.
Right. Call me up. I'll meet you down there and just buy bags for everybody.
Right.
Bags for everybody. This guy just bought bags for the next 20 people. I'm like the Oprah.
You, sir, don't need to use your bag today. We've got bags.
You get a bag. I'm going to be the Oprah Winfrey of brown plastic.
Bound paper bags.
Or plastic.
Or plastic. Whatever floats your boat.
Whatever you need.
Yeah.
I got you.
Now, we're going to keep it in the grocery store world. What else grinds my gears? Hold up. I need to know the 15-item line. That is a sacred line, too. It is completely abused by people. I feel that if you have any item over 15 items and you're in that line, you should get charged double for that item. Or at least there's some form of punishment has to happen to you if you have 16 items or more in your list. You know, for every item over 15, there's something bad has to happen to you. I feel, you know, because you have just wasted everyone's time right now by not realizing how much you had in your grocery store, your cart. 15 items or less, people. Respect it.
You're going to have like a cart, like, dude, just like counting. Like,
well, I'm just saying,
two,
like
a bouncer.
Like, no, you got to. No, I'm not going to have a. We should have a bouncer. There we go. That would just stop. No, sorry. Find another line. Right. You're not welcome here. You're a 16 item line person.
Open.
Yeah. It's a line, but, you know, so, drop five items. You can come in here.
So it's like. So if you get two of the same thing, is that just one item or is that two?
I feel that's two items, technically speaking. You got to scan it twice, do you not?
True.
Yeah. You get scanned twice. It's two items. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, if it comes packaged together, you get two of them. That's one item. It gets scanned one time.
So what if you're at like 16?
I'm just saying, that bouncer might be nice. You know your bouncer well. You treat him well. Right, give him a little tip here. Like, yeah, he might be like, all right, I'll let you slide, man.
Slide this time.
And then he said, maybe your cashier might, yo, this is the 16th item right now. You really want to go through this right now?
Well, no, man.
He said it was cool. We got another job finally. We got jobs, people. Now we're creating them right now. Bouncers in 15 items or less lines. They're needed,
right?
Because that is, again,
and bring back the baggers.
Just bring back baggers and bouncers. That's what we need in life, people.
The grocery store.
Yes,
but I am kind of sad that Safeway is not open 24 hours anymore, though.
They're not anymore, and the one on Mangrove is
none of them. Well, I mean, the one on Nord was always
midnight. It was always midnight. Yeah. Two. But the one on Mangrove was always...
Was, and the one on the east was too, was but it? Not anymore.
Not
because
anymore.
Of the homeless problem.
Really? They're just coming, all right, okay.
You know what I mean?
I think
that's
see
why,
that.
I think that's why Walmart's not 24 hours, because like, people just go in there, and I heard there's a high rate of theft.
Was there?
From like 2 till like 6 in the morning.
Wow.
Like, I've been in there a couple times, because I used to go to the bars and... I would go to Safeway, grab some food for the next day or, like, you know, whatever I needed. And I went there, and I saw a bunch of thefts. Like, people just walk out. And I'm like, dude, he just stole that. And then, like, the people that work there really can't do nothing. They could, like, they're not supposed to chase them out. They just walk by and like, hey, you stole that. And they just keep on walking.
Really? That's all you can do? So you have to wait for the police to get there or something? Like, that's something like that? Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
So well,
they're not supposed to. They're not supposed to chase you down.
Well... That's unfortunate. I mean, I hate when people get a system to get abused like that, man.
Right.
Because you need someone 24 hours out there. I have a job that gets me out very late at night. That, you know, I'm Safeway has always been. I'm not saying I always go there, but I've been there to Safeway.
Right. It's just
because it's like I can grab myself something easy.
Right. Or, you know what I mean? You got to go out to Winco now, which is Winco's amazing. Don't get me wrong. Shout out to Winco. I love that place, but it's just not. On the way home from the bars.
No, it's not. It's completely out of the side of town.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I could just go to Safeway, boom, I'm home.
It was easier right there.
Now I got to go all the way to Winco.
You got to hop on the freeway, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if I take the back route, it's still...
Still, back route, though. It's taking you a minute.
Another 8-10 minutes.
Ugh.
But 10 minutes in Chico, man, it's like an hour anywhere else.
I feel like it's Chico far. It is Chico far. You know, like, I cannot say, like, being from L.A., most places you go to are about, like, 15 minutes away from you.
Yeah.
But if you're going 15 minutes away, if you're in Chico, I feel like I've just gone to another county or something, you know?
Well, like, be in, like, Sac.
No. I gotta go that far, right? You gotta go to the East Ave, right?
I gotta go to Eden. The Gamo Park? No.
I mean, hey, they got Hernandez Twisted Cafe is what it's called right now.
Yeah.
They have some good smoothies over there, but still, that's a trek over there.
I used to live over there, so I know how that feels to go out there every night to go home.
Yes, well, hey, that's what we get. Talking about practice, we're talking about everything, man.
Yeah, that's what we got. That's what we do.
It's not a game, y'all. Talking about practice.
Just practice.
Yeah, just practice. Well, again, we appreciate your ears for listening to us today. Again, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the Foothills, and beyond. Beely, I appreciate you for taking the spot of my co-host today.
Hey, no problem, man. Yeah, anytime you need me, I'm in.
We'll definitely get you
going. I'll be like the Mark Sanchez of the show.
We'll appreciate it, man. You know every once in a while, we just need you. Just don't bump fumble. Don't bump fumble.
Yeah,
okay?
I can't promise anything.
That's something
I'm third on the depth chart, you know, depth chart.
We won't mask too much of you.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, we might need you.
Yeah, you know? Come in for a quarter or two.
We appreciate the voice right now. And for everyone else that's listening, again, shouts to your friend JPEG.
JPEG.
Yeah.
See you on Thursday.
Santa Rosa,
He's down in Santa Rosa. He'll be here Wednesday. We're going to turn up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Whole time. All right.
Might
every day.
Well. Might as well.
Again, shout out to my boy Juan and Sasha, that Emmy. keeping Chico proud, man. We appreciate you on what you do. For everyone else listening, Jerome, we'll be back next week as well. We'll get this the show as it usually is with both pilots on board.
Nice.
And like I said, the show is next. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Here it is.
There it is.
From deep inside your audio device of choice.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the welter of this week's news, of which there's been a welter, hence the weltering, you probably didn't miss the appearance by former Secretary of State and most recently Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton at the Recode Tech Conference this week.